Care Coaches Insight programs continuing here tonight, midseason tournament time in high school basketball. We're pleased to be joined now, as always, by Atchison Boys basketball coach. That is Pat Battle. It's presented by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, before we dive into the 68th annual Tonganoxie Invitational, in which you're taking part starting here on Thursday, we do have a game to discuss. Boy, and we talked about it last week. You talked about the challenges that were presented or going to be presented by KC Washington. Huge conference game. You go on the road, stay unbeaten. 57-52, the final score. So just the initial thoughts and takeaways from a big win last Friday night.
Yeah, huge win, without question. They're really good. The big difference really was this, is that I felt we were able to get to the free throw line. You know, we talk about all the time that it's one third of the points that are scored in a high school game comes at the line. We went 14 for 20. Which isn't over the top great, but at the same time, we got there 20 times, they got there 9 times. So, you do the math and that, you know, that was one of those games where we won it at the free throw line. I mean, we scored 14, we outscored them 14-3 from the line. So that was huge. That was huge of us being able to, you know, make those shots. It's a big part of the game. It's a part that often gets overlooked. But I felt that was a big part of it. I thought our kids played with a lot of energy too. I thought we scrapped and clawed like we wanted to. And, yeah, it's a good win. We'll see them again, though. They'll be back.
Yeah, I want to get your thoughts on the Tonganoxie tournament here in a moment. But one thing I was curious about, you know, you look at your first 10 games, you know, still undefeated, number two ranked. You go back to that first game of the year, early December, Junction City. That was an 8-point game. Then you go on about a 6-7 game stretch where you're pretty much just dominating your opponents outside of Leavenworth. That was a 10-point game, but big wins. But then you see these two elite teams in the conference back-to-back, tested on the road in both. And, you know, I feel like it's easy to get complacent when you rattle off 4 or 5 dominant wins. When things get tight, maybe it sometimes is easy to kind of let things slip away. But I just think you and your coaches have to be very impressed with how your team is responding now, playing close games back-to-back against two really good teams in your conference.
Yeah, in very adverse conditions. I mean, those are two difficult places to go and get a win. You know, Washington, it's one of those gyms that the sound reverberates and it's incredibly loud. I mean, everything was hand signals. We were having to remind our guys that if you see the hand signal from the bench, don't just see it, go tell everybody.
Right.
So I thought that was a big key to us being able to communicate, get ourselves in the right offenses and the defenses. And I felt that our ability to change defenses helped us a lot there. So, yeah, I mean, it's good for us. There's no question about it. It's going to make us more battle tested and be tougher down the stretch. We've got plenty of challenges coming this week too.
Yeah, we're going to start here. Wichita North, Thursday afternoon, first round game at the Tonganoxie Invitational. Crazy to think, 68th annual Tonganoxie Invitational. You guys have been competing the last few years in this tournament, and you guys get Wichita North in the first round. You know, we touched up on it a little bit last week. We got your kind of initial thoughts on this Wichita North team. You know, playing in the City League, you know, wins and losses, you know, the wins haven't been there for them as much, but the competition that they play in the City League in Wichita gave you kind of a heads up and knowing for sure that there's going to be some challenges in this first round game.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we're not going to intimidate them. They're not going to be, oh, we're playing the number two team in 4A and they're undefeated. That's an average Tuesday for them. So,
right.
So they're not going to be worried about us. We've got to just worry about playing our game and doing the things that we do. That we're going to see some zone as well. I think that's a new challenge. It's going to be on the horizon as well. We've seen a lot of man to man. Well, we've seen pretty much all man, since coming back from the Christmas break. So that's something that we've really been working on this week, is to get ourselves ready for that.
And finally, Coach, as we move on here, just a final thought on the tournament and the field as a whole. Could potentially see Leavenworth in the next round, as you saw them back in mid-December. Tonganoxie is who they play in the first round, but you've highlighted Metro Academy, Liberal making a long road trip to be in this field, Eudora and Schlegel as well. So it's just top to bottom, the quality of teams in this tournament is going to make it a very challenging weekend.
No, absolutely. And 3 in 3 days is a challenge all of its own. It's really stretched us as a staff. You know, we've basically prepared for 3 teams for tomorrow. I mean, that's in essence what it's been. So that's a challenge. The weather here could be a challenge. We're battling a little bit of sickness here too. So, So that could be another thing that's on our radar too, that we're going to have to overcome. But we'll just kind of take it 10 minutes at a time and try to figure out what to do and try to make the best decisions possible. And, we'll see how it comes out at the end of the weekend. But the other thing that's also important to note is that seasons aren't won and lost in the midseason. So, we've got a long way to go. And we still have 13 more games left to play, which is hard to believe.
Yeah, crazy to think, but we certainly do have a lot to figure out. But fun to step out of the norm for the Tonganoxie Invitational. Atchison boys basketball coach Pat Battle joining us. Wichita North on Thursday afternoon. The first round opponent could see Leavenworth Tonganoxie on Friday potentially. And then Saturday would be the closeout of that tournament again in Tonganoxie. Again, Coach, we really appreciate it. Good luck here this weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks for your time. I appreciate the coverage as always.